When 15-year-old Brooklyn Barker Hobbs leaves school, her dream is to become a police officer, but not in Langford. Speaking at a meeting on March 17, the teenager appealed for the city to rethink its proposal to fund 4 new RCMP officers in 2025, instead of the requested 5. "I don't want to be a police officer in this community," said Barker Hobbs. "I'll go to a different community because I want to feel appreciated." The teenager also highlighted her concerns about what could be the impact on public safety if the council did not change its mind. "My school is a 30-minute walk from my house, and I can't even walk to my house and to school because I'm scared that something bad will happen and police can't make it there in time," she said. Barker Hobbs was one of a handful of residents who spoke at the meeting, urging the council against underfunding the West Shore RCMP. Others encouraged the city to rethink its approach to the RCMP budget. With 4 new officers, the cop-to-population ratio for Langford would stand at 1 officer per 788 of the population. "Slightly stronger than in recent years," noted Langford resident Fraser Johnson, who suggested the funding formula is now in need of a refresh. According to Johnson, the cop-to-pop ratio locks Langford into long-term significant budget increases, without also considering the needs of the community. "Police budgets should be responsive to a growing community, but the discussion around them requires more nuance than turning out a dollar figure from a spreadsheet," he said. The original request for 5 officers would have allowed for the recruitment of 2 officers working in a new economic crime department, 1 for the Special Victims Unit and 2 for the Investigative Services Team, who assist frontline officers. For SUPT. Todd Preston, officer in charge of West Shore RCMP, "The recruitment of the 2 officers on the front line is not negotiable, as he has 16 staff members off from mental health and overwork. We need to stop the hemorrhaging on the front line," he said. With 4 new recruits, bringing the total number of officers to 74, Preston said he will have to reduce capacity elsewhere, warning counselors this will negatively impact the level of service. He also warned of fracturing all policing in the West Shore, with the risk of other municipalities following Langford's lead of not adhering to the cop-to-pop ratio. "Because Langford's not doing it, why should they burden their taxpayers if you're not going to keep up your end of the bargain," he said. A concern dismissed by Cowan. Lillian Schpack, who said as far as she's aware, Langford has a good working relationship with their West Shore partners. "This is not a cut, this is an additional 4 members, so I think that's a mischaracterization," she said, explaining that she feels calling it a cut raises anxiety in the community. "We are an accountable council that values the work of our West Shore RCMP, each and every member and every sacrifice that they make. That is not what is being debated here." A motion by Cowan. Mark Morley to up the number of new recruits to 5, the original number requested, was opposed by Cowan's Colby Harder, Kimberly Geary, Keith Yakucha and Schpack. Cowan's Mary Wagner, Morley and Mayor Scott Goodmanson voted in favor. 2025 budget gets green light. At the March 17 meeting, councillors approved the 2025 budget with a tax increase of 9.77%. As well as the 4 RCMP officers, the approved budget increase includes 9 firefighters, police dispatch service ECOM and significant infrastructure projects, including Phase 1 of the Latoria Road sidewalk and bike lane project. First presented to council in February, the draft financial plan proposed a 14.51% tax increase for 2025, which over time was shaved down to the now 9.77% hike. Council worked diligently to reduce the 2025 budget from 14.51% to 9.77%, said Goodmanson in a City News release. "Council believes this budget strikes a balance between continuing to invest in the community, prioritizing public safety and maintaining service levels while acknowledging the uncertainty of current financial conditions and the need to be prudent." The first 3 readings of the financial plan bylaw and the 2025 tax rates bylaw will be considered on April 22. Adoption of these bylaws will then be considered during the regular council meeting on May 5. While the budget was approved for 2025, councillors have asked staff to bring back further information related to the projected tax increases in 2026 to 2029 to a committee of the whole meeting on April 8.